This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go again into the conversation mode on the DJB show. I'm Doug Steffen, and I present to you the goodness of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, working our way through things that are going on. Jen, what do you find of interest and import to you in the trending department?
Well, it seems this week the big trender will be NATO, and that is because President Trump will leave our country this week, and he will head over to the United Kingdom. He will meet with Theresa May, and apparently because of all the protests in London, the mayor there is Sadiq Khan, and he's authorized this big Trump baby balloon to fly over the city. So they're going to be whisking Trump out of London after he arrives and into the country, where he'll meet one-on-one with Theresa May, the prime minister. They'll also, of course, have NATO. They're trying to soften up Trump a bit on his stance as to the United States' role in NATO. And then, of course, all of this will lead before President Trump returns. He'll have a meeting with Vladimir Putin on July 16th. So this will be a big trip away for the president. A lot of talk about trade and tariffs and a looming trade war with the European nations.
Wow.
I know.
Can you imagine? Stuff.
How about that? You want one of those Trump balloons flying over your phone?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I don't get what is it? It's a Trump baby balloon?
Crying like a baby. He's like a...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That'll be hanging over London for a few days.
Hey, I'm already embarrassed for London right now. Like, that's... Yeah. I don't like Trump, but that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Wow. If that's the best you can do, jeez.
Yeah, right. Give it your best shot. Yeah. All right. All right, Victoria, bring us around to what you have found in the trending department, please.
Well, it's not great news. It's actually not even good news. The rental housing prices have reached a record all-time high in the U.S. The average rent in June of this year is $1,405, and that's according
to... Good for the people that own the places that are being rented, though. Good for people
who invest
in rental income,
rental
properties.
So this real estate data analysis company looked at increases over a one-year period. The 2018 average is a 3% jump from 2017. They say that the rise is likely attributed to the recent economic boom. Smaller cities, this is kind of surprising, smaller cities saw the biggest rise in rents. Midland and Odessa, Texas, had rental increases of 39 and 37%, respectively. Mm. That is a massive, massive increase.
Who wants to be in Midland or Odessa, Texas?
Well, that made me think, what company recently moved there that is hiring a lot of people? Because that's usually where you see that type of a boom.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know. I don't know. But something's going on.
Midland and Odessa are together. They're almost like one community.
Something's going on there, yeah.
Yeah.
Regardless of increases across the nation, however, one city remains the most expensive and ridiculous.
And what one would that be, Victoria?
In America, the Big Apple.
Da-da-da.
New York City. The average rental price in Manhattan is now over $4,000. It went up $60 higher than last year.
All right, so
which
where is that
why
for you?
I'm moving to New Jersey. It's just crazy. Oh, it's insane. Insane.
Yeah, well, Los Angeles is just as nuts.
For rental. I mean, you could rent a place still for $1,500, $2,000. It's not going to be the nicest
place. On your side of the hill, you can, yes.
Sure.
On your side of the hill, yep, I agree with you. On the other side of the hill where I like to be, no. Forget it. You can't.
Well, I have a friend who lives in a really nice apartment complex in Santa Monica, and he's only paying like $2,500 or $2,400.
Send me the address of that place, please.
It's cute.
Check that out. Yeah,
it's a one-bedroom. It's not, it's not a house or anything.
Yeah. I paid that much for a bungalow last year that had a bedroom, a bathroom, and an open space. That was very comfortable.
That's
I loved it.
That's cute. The problem is you send your son in to look for your rental properties, right?
I send my son to look for
my rental properties. Doesn't Brendan always find your rental?
Well, sometimes.
I think maybe you need a woman's touch.
Okay, you're on. You're hired. Next time you find it.
And maybe you shouldn't be a snob and live in the valley. If you
I was
really
thinking, you know,
I just,
as you said that, you want me to live closer to you. And you know what? I haven't been over on that side of the hill for a long time. I had a house.
Why is that? What's
for,
the snobbery with the valley? I don't get it.
I had. I was in Encino for one winter. And I think that's the only time I've been. I was in Mulholland. That's closest I was to the other side of the hill. I don't think I've been. I have never had a place in Studio City or Burbank or any of those places that are quite interesting. You know why I like it on the other side of the hill? Because it's close to the airport, Jennifer, as much as anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And you can't go out of Burbank and get anywhere. You got to stop someplace.
Sure, you can. You just have to work it right. There are a few. Well, I don't know about to Boston, but there are a few Burbank to New York.
Oh, there are. Yeah. Burbank to New York. Yeah. You can do that. All right. Let's see what else is going on. How many people here are aware of a publication called the Daily Stormer?
I'm not.
Okay. You will be disgusted when you figure it out, and I'm sure now you will go there. It's a website, a neo-Nazi, white supremacist,
never mind, not good.
Holocaust denial place for advocates. They advocate the genocide of Jews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the only reason I bring it up is because a fellow who's a Muslim, grew up in this country, but is a Muslim, named Dean Obadilla, I believe is how you pronounce his name, he sued the Daily Stormer after they claimed on it their site that he, Obadiah, was the mastermind of the May terrorist attack last year at the Ariana Grande concert in England. The site used fake news, fake tweets, and then backed up the false story with more fake news and fake tweets, and Obadiah got tired of it. He began receiving threats on his life. So he took the Daily Stormer to court. Federal District Court in Ohio said that they couldn't. The fellow who runs the Daily Stormer, a guy named Andrew Anglin, A-N-G-L-I-N, never showed up in court. They hired some private investigators to find him. They couldn't. The court found in favor of Obadiah. The other guy didn't even show up. But in order to get damages against him, they got to find him, and they can't find him. They can't find where this thing is even published. But it's one of those things on the web. You can be anywhere. You can come up with anything. You can put anything out there. Say anything about anybody you want. And unless you've got starch like this guy Obadiah and take them to court, it stays. But there's hardly anything worse in America than this kind of stuff. They even have in their logo the swastika.
Wow.
And we allow them under freedom of speech to print their, or publish, or whatever you want to call it, their essays, you know what, in our country.
Murky with hate speech things like that.
And free speech. Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, I don't like any of that. But at the same time, what if something that you said was then all of a sudden deemed hate speech, you know? Or it's a really fine line, and you have to
really
be careful where you set precedents and who decides. And that's
it's so
really
easy
bad.
For them to sit wherever it is they sit and to throw their crap at Jews and Muslims and stuff. They put them all in the same kettle of fish. These people, this much. All right. Anyway, the point was that I wanted you to know that this guy had the. I think the lesson here is to know that you can sue and you can win in a circumstance like this, even though they'll never find this worm, because the worm's even too good. He's a snake. You're not going to find this guy, but at least it's something that became pronounced. So, and the guy was a radio guy. I think that's why I came across the story. 15 past the hour on the DJV program.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
The Geek Out.
Microsoft has found a level of success with their Surface laptop replacement tablets, and recently the tech website The Verge acquired a leaked document from Microsoft revealing the company might be working on a smaller, foldable version of the device that would fit into a pocket. Now, we've been hearing for a while about a similar concept called Andromeda, but this new leaked information does seem to confirm Microsoft is working to create a small, dual display design. Now, that design would be two screens folded into something the size of a checkbook, but then opens into a single, larger screen. The info also reveals plans for the integration of a stylus for easier note-taking and other experiences, and it's possible we may see a smaller two-screen Surface as early as the end of this year.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you've been wondering about what Robin Wright thinks about Kevin Spacey, this, for the first time, is the information that comes out as she starts to promote the last season of House of Cards, and this one is without Frank Underwood, her husband. Claire Underwood is the character she plays. She's now the president of the United States. Frank Underwood, played by Kevin Spacey, was the president for most of the, 7, 8 years? How long has this drama been on? I think about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, at least, probably.
And because Spacey made those sexual advances, he was tossed off the program, gone pretty much from the public. So she was asked about Kevin Spacey, as, you know, makes sense. And it was very interesting, her response. She said, I really didn't know the man. I find that, you know, we were talking, I think Victoria and I were talking about this off the air, how it is, she said, we knew each other between action and cut. And in between the setups for our shots, we would giggle. And that was it. That's all. Wow. She said, I really didn't know the man. I knew he was a great craftsman, perhaps the best actor I've ever worked with, but that's all I knew of him. So I thought that was really very interesting. He's been replaced by Greg Kinnear, and I guess Diane Lane is in this last season as well.
Also kind of a cop-out, though. And I understand. She doesn't probably... You know, the thing that is really hard about all of this is that everybody's multi-layered, and they do really horrible things, but they can still be really great actors, or their mother still loves them. Right. And you're in a really tough position where you're just supposed to crucify someone that maybe didn't do anything wrong to you.
Yeah. That's right. You only know people on how you know them. That's very apt, Jennifer. Very true. It's only how you know the people. That's how you judge them. And that's probably the way it ought to be, frankly. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Michael Bublé for a while. Music time here on the DJV show at 23 and change after the hour. So Doug and Jennifer and Victoria enjoying Kara playing us some Michael Bublé. This is one of the better songs. He did very well with Haven't Met You Yet. A nice ballad. It's a good story song. The reason he hasn't been around is because his son Noah had cancer, and he spent the last, couple of years, I guess, working with his son when he was going through. He says, I've been to hell. I don't talk about the whole story, not even to my friends, because it hurts too much. He's my boy. He's a superhero. He doesn't need... I look at these and I think to myself, he needs the love that he got from his father. I think that's probably what he needed. He said, I truly thought I'd never come back to music. Family is what matters. Health of my children, number one. The relationship with my family, my wife, my faith, all of it easily number one. So he thought about quitting music. He has delighted some fans. He was at Dublin's Croke Park Stadium this past weekend. He told the crowd, I'm going to go back to what I was made to do. I'm going to come back to a world that needs love and romance and laughter more than it has had for a long time. I'm going to be a conduit to that love and laughter. This is the greatest record I've ever made. So he's a number of the tunes he's well known for. He and his wife are expecting their third child, and it's a girl. So I kind of like him. You guys think he's boring, but I find him.
I don't hate him. He's just kind of
he's boring.
I interviewed him once. He's a really nice guy. He's a lot of fun. He's just the music is just not my thing.
No, right, but it is kind of mine. I like that style anyway. I thought he was a pretender at first, and then I think, as you've suggested, Jennifer or Victoria, interviewing him, he has a nice way about him, pretty sincere, and that's what you like. So then everybody has to be flash and splash. So there, that takes care of that. And Michael Bublé, good luck to him. Thank you for taking good care of your son. I'm sure he's thanking the lucky stars up above for the progress his son is making. Meanwhile, Mariah Carey is in the musical news as well. She's kicked off her Vegas residency. This isn't her first, is it? Is this her first?
No. This is her second, I think.
Yeah.
Different theme to this one, apparently. Like, the last one was her chronological success, so she sort of did everything in the order of her hits. And this, I think, is more of a traditional, like, greatest hits kind of thing.
The Butterfly returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. So, would we go see her 2-hour performance every night? What do you think? Yes or no? Go. Is she worth seeing? I've never seen her.
I'd see her, actually.
You would?
She wouldn't be first on my list, but I would.
But isn't she the one that lip syncs? Doesn't she do a lot of lip syncing?
She should, because her voice was thrashed.
Ah.
Yeah. She does a mix, I guess. I think she's gotten better. I think her voice has been improved.
Yeah, she was out for a while
recently,
because she needed to rest her vocal cords, right?
Yeah, I think so.
She was mostly live, apparently, on Saturday when she opened up. Went through her hits, handful of costume changes, a lot of dancers. So there we go. The twins that she has, Moroccan and Monroe, made an appearance as well. Critics noted that, like many Las Vegas residences, including the recently opened Just a Girl from Gwen Stefani across the street at Planet Hollywood, the Butterfly Returns is for the diehard fans. So that's it, right? You want to go and see if you're a really big fan, you want to hear the hits. See, in this case, Mariah Fashions, right? So one of you would go and the other one wouldn't. Okay. Huh?
If Jen wants to buy me a ticket, I'll go with
her. I was going to say, get her a ticket and she'll show up. 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are reports that a fifth boy has been brought out of a flooded cave in Thailand. Divers rescuing 4 boys yesterday, more than 2 weeks after the 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach got trapped in that cave complex that then became flooded. The rescued boys have been rushed to hospitals where they're being treated for dehydration and malnutrition. Sally Lockwood of Sky News reports it is not a quick trip for the divers and the boys to get out of that cave.
It takes the rescue divers 11 hours in a round trip to reach the boys and get back out again. And that requires 3 canisters of air. So air canisters have to be placed strategically along the route for them to refuel.
President Trump to announce his pick for Supreme Court nominee in a national address at 9 p.m. Eastern. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And change at the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Been saying that on the radio for a long time, and I like saying it because I like being here, and I like having you with me, and I like having Jennifer Horn with me and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen all along to talk about the issues of the day, some of the facts and opinions and clarifications when it comes to stories about relationship, little gossip here and there. How can we help you find better jobs and money and all that good stuff? I have a lesson in Americana for you. Right now, a story from my weekend experiences on the farm. I think it was Saturday morning. I was taking Daisy out for a walk, and I decided we'd just jump in the car. Oh, I know where we're going. We're going to have her water. She has her water training, so her hips and legs can get stronger. So I took her out, and I put my phones on the front hood of the car. And I took Daisy out, and we had a little poop time and tinkle time, and jumped in the car and took off with the phones on the front hood of the car. And I got down the street, actually down to where the house where I grew up, which is about a mile away from here, and I looked, and there's my phone, my flip phone, sitting on the hood of the car. But I can't, where's my iPhone? Not there. So I took, we went over to the lady that does the water therapy, and then I came back and I walked from my house down the road to the old house and back again, and all the while I was dialing the cell number for my iPhone from my flip phone. No ringing, no nothing. So I was really kind of, I didn't know what to do or what I was, I just was a little frustrated because when you lose something like that, has so much information, we've become so damn dependent on these things. And, you know, I can remember you all teasing me as I groused about getting an iPhone instead of having my, the other, whatever that other phone was that I had. And so I called Victoria.
Well, you emailed me first.
Where I called first. Yeah.
No, I did email
me.
You first, right? I did. And I said, what do I do? And Victoria came back with a fabulous suggestion of using my iPad, which has a phone tracker in it of my cell phone. So I didn't know how to do that, so I went across the street to my friend David's house, and he took my iPad, and we did all the stuff that we needed to do, and we located
the
phone.
But you're skipping the middle part where you actually called me and left me a very funny voicemail where you're like, so, yeah, you're assuming I know how to do the Find My iPhone button. Because I said, well, just use your Find My iPhone feature.
Right.
So you didn't know how to do that, but luckily you had neighbors that could help you.
So my neighbor David, who's a wonderful guy, got in the car with me, and we followed the path to where the phone was. So we got into this neighborhood, and we're driving around. We're going. It's sort of pinpoints that we go from one side of the street to the other in a neighborhood, and I knock on doors and ask if the fellow was outside doing his lawn, and he said, "Can I?" I said, because it could have been him. It doesn't get you quite to the house. It gets you into the neighborhood within like 100 feet or so, but there were two or three houses on both sides of the street. It could have been. So I'm knocking on doors, hitting the doorbell, and this guy said, well, the lady next door is a biker, so she might have found it. And so he called her on his cell phone to say that we were outside, we were looking for our phone. But she didn't answer the door, so then we went across the street and we went around. Finally, Eddie comes out, has the cell phone, and I ask her where she found it, and it was nowhere near where I thought it would have been. And so anyway, we take the phone down to the, it's still operating, it needs a new screen, so I bring it down to the, there's an Israeli bunch that do that in the mall, so I had them $60 and they changed the screen, and bingo bango. I think I'm back in business because everything's operating. The problem is Miles then calls to FaceTime me, and I can see him. He can't see me. So then I tried to take a picture, so the camera part of it's gone. Victoria says I should junk the phone. We'll see. But
it might be too expensive to even bother replacing it.
Yeah.
You know, replacing the camera might cost more than buying a new phone.
Right.
A lot of times.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, the point is,
that's because they want you to buy the phone.
Of course they do, yeah. So the bottom line is that we have tech that I had no idea there was technology like that until Victoria suggested that you could find the phone. And I don't know, automatically does this go in? How did my iPad know that my iPhone number was the number that it was and could find it? How did it know that?
Well, when you initially set it up, I don't know how you set up your iPad, but potentially.
Do I?
When
you think I set it up?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Someone who set it up for you probably just put your phone number into it so it could always track wherever your iPhone is. And you can also find your iPad because you're all on the same network. So anytime you're on the same Wi-Fi, then you can find your iPad, you can find your MacBook, which you don't have, but, you know, like I've got all that stuff, and I've got Lewis's iPhone, my iPhone, the MacBook, like all of that is all on one. So I can find any of that.
Yeah. It's a great lesson, though, it really is.
Well, that's how a lot of parents track where their kids are.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
They have an iPhone and they check in, you know.
Nah, have to give a dog the, you can, instead of putting a chip in the dog's neck, you can just give it an iPhone and let it.
Tie an iPhone around his neck.
Call her, yeah.
Take off the whiskey from the St. Bernard and put an iPhone there.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, couple of names in the news. Mike Pompeo says North Korea ought to look to Vietnam as an example of what happens when you work with us. Pompeo made the statement at a dinner for Vietnamese and U.S. business leaders, told the group Vietnam's economic growth is proof that the U.S. keeps its promises, Yeah, after they completely destroy your country, they come in and they put it back together again. Thank you, American taxpayer.
But so that's not a bad example.
Like, no, it isn't. Kind of, no,
I agree with what he's saying.
Well, South Korea is better after the war. And you
right.
Can, you know, I don't know that you can say that about the Middle East since that's been blown to smithereens.
And what they're trying to do is show Kim Jong-un the economy because he loves Western culture, right? He loves the flashing lights and the music and the sports and all of that. And so they're trying now because it's going back and forth and, you know, they're name calling and doing these things back and forth. And so he's trying to say, look what you can do. And I think that's the only way that you can actually make it work is hitting him in his pocketbook. The sanctions are still happening. And telling him what it could be like if he comes to the table.
Perhaps you should leave your gangster-like mindset, I think was the quote that I thought was...
Well, that's what North Korea said about Mike Pompeo.
That's what I said about
him, a gangster.
Yeah.
Great.
Which maybe he kind of looks a little Sopranos-ish, you think?
All right. So who knows who Jesse James Decker is?
Sure. Yeah.
You know she's
Eric
a singer?
Wife. She's a country singer.
Yeah. All right, so she has a lesson for women with large breasts.
Oh, boy.
Great.
She joked that her brother and workout buddy tried to kill her with his workout program and then called attention to the knots and the straps of her sports bra, writing, "Had to tie my bra because my boobs are too big, so I rigged it to give me more support." This is all. I don't go looking for these things. This just happened to jump out.
Where did you even find this? Yeah.
I'm just big-breasted newsletter.
Also, how is this a lesson for women with big breasts? Anyone who's in that situation already knows about the struggles of working out with the sports
bras are the worst.
Really?
They're horrible.
This is just for guys who want to read stories about women
exactly.
with big breasts.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's the case. This is
what
a public service.
Right.
Oh, what do they call it when you do that? Oh, come on.
What? What do you call it?
There's a name. There's like a pop culture name for like that victim-y kind of thing. Oh, what is it? Come on, you guys. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Describe
you're
it more.
So good at this game. Okay, when you say something like, when someone...
Humble
brag.
Humble brag.
Thank you.
This is like my new favorite game, guessing what you guys mean.
You're very good. Humble brag is the one. I just can't do this because my breasts are just too large. And
you're right.
Perky.
Exactly.
And fabulous.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, she just had a baby a couple of months ago, so she's breastfeeding, and that's why she has a larger chest. And that's, you know, under the circumstances, I can understand why she might want to have a little bit of help. So...
Mm-hmm.
So
want to volunteer to make the knots, Boy Scout?
Right, yeah, exactly. Tie some sailor knots for?
No, come on. Why can't we report on something like this without you making fun of me?
Because there's not anything to report on.
It's
a story about a woman who tied knots in her sports bra.
And you don't even know what she looks like. She's cute, but like you don't even know that because you just saw a story about some big-boobed girl who has problems with her bra.
My solution here is
that... That's all I need.
Yeah.
Companies should actually
so
make
relatable.
Better bras so we don't have to tie knots in the back. That's my solution.
All right. So having babies...
Oh, Lord.
We can move off of the breast
it's
and breast.
It's so relatable, he says.
Right. Yeah. All right, let's
struggle with the same thing, Dougie.
Sports bras or having to tie knots? No. Here's a bit of research. United States birth rates going down, Americans having fewer babies, fertility rate, the recession, all kinds of things. I guess at first the problem they thought was the recession, the researchers, but now we've had a good economy for the last 3 or 4 years, and we have reached a record low in terms of how many babies are being born. Experts say that because the fertility rate shapes many major issues of the day, immigration, education, housing, labor supply, social safety net, support for working families, there are a lot of people concerned about why today's young adults are not having as many children. The reasons, according to the story in today's New York Times, wanting more leisure time and personal freedom, not having a partner yet, not being able to afford child care. Those are the top reasons adults give for not wanting or not being sure they want children. And that's interesting. And then the fertility rate falling faster in areas with higher home values is an interesting phenomenon as well.
That's so, the most surprising thing out of all of that, that where think, the home values are higher and people, you would say, have more money and have more assets, they're the ones who are, that the rates are dropping even more. Maybe they're just enjoying their houses.
Well, I think
they're living
working
in a nice house.
These are people who work, and so they put off having a family, and you know, then you end up having to spend a lot of money to get pregnant.
Okay. More on sports bras in the next hour of the DJV program, 46 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Erectile dysfunction is a very common problem, but the stigma and cost associated with drugs like Viagra and Cialis are driving many men to take herbal Viagra, which is not regulated by the FDA and can be very dangerous.
There are multiple studies that show when you take random samplings of these drugs over the counter and you look at what's actually in them, almost all of them have either Viagra or Levitra or Cialis or some derivative of that in them. The problem is, though, they often have other things in there, too.
Urologist Dr. Lyndon Trost says one of the best examples of the adverse effects of herbal Viagra is when a celebrity basketball player ended up in a coma.
And essentially, he'd taken at least 10 herbal Viagra supplements, and it was thought that was a main contributing factor to why he had been put in the coma.
Dr. Trost says some of the drug companies are considering a true over-the-counter version, but until then, he says the best and safest approach is to get a prescription. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Americans are eating less than one serving of fruit and only half a serving of vegetables a day. 45% report eating no fruit at all. Can you imagine this time of year not having fresh fruits and vegetables? Now, in Jennifer's case, she has fresh fruits and vegetables most of the year because California grows lots of fresh fruit.
I'll tell you what. Certainly. I got beautiful fresh strawberries from Oxnard, which is where they grow a ton of strawberries this past weekend. Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, it's fabulous. This is a great time of year, though, for us here on the farm in the Northeast. You can go to the city, find great farmers market, fresh fruits and vegetables. So go get them and gobble them up. Good for you. 10 before the hour, DJV time.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
After the hour now here on the DJV program, you perhaps recognize, having heard the theme from the Money Pit by listening to the program every weekend on hundreds of great radio stations, Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti go on the air and answer your questions. The questions, though, on that program are not as good as the questions that come from my listeners to Tom Kreitler. Here we go. Jim is in Maine. Wants to know if it's time for him to get new windows, Tom. Everybody he's spoken to suggests vinyl is best. Any downsides, he wants to know, for he spends his dough?
No, I think vinyl windows an excellent choice today. I think most replacement windows are vinyl. I think you need to understand that replacement windows are just that. They're designed to replace the old windows as opposed to new construction windows where you have to actually tear siding out. So with replacement windows, the company that you buy them from is going to measure the old window size and then build a new, usually vinyl replacement window to fit inside that existing frame. So they're fairly simple to install compared to what happened the very first time windows were installed, which is before generally siding is put up.
Yeah.
Now, it's very important, though, Doug, to make sure that the pro that you buy these from does the measuring. If you're going to buy them from a home center, that's fine, but have them come out and do the measuring, because if you get it wrong, you're not going to have a window that fits, and you're going to have purchased it. Lastly, there is a certification or a standard called the National Fenestration Council, the NFRC rating. It's like a sticker on the window that talks about how efficient it is. It's sort of like the energy guide tags that you see on appliances. Use those to compare windows to windows. It's the National Fenestration Rating Council label, the NFRC.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. There are lots of words to the wise, actually. Every week in the free Money Pit newsletter. This week, if you want to build an amazing above-ground pool, the information is there. I thought these things were passé, frankly.
You know, Right, and a lot of folks think that, but first of all, there are folks that love to have pools, but they don't want to have built-in pools because they're too expensive, or because in some cases they actually degrade from the home value. But they hesitate to have above-ground pools because they often look like square pegs and round holes. They just kind of stick out there, right? But there's a lot of ways that you can landscape around pools, or you can build decks around pools that make it look like it's sort of always intended to be there. You know, it's like a part of the landscape. So you don't have to go in-ground pool all the time if you just want to have an above-ground pool, say, when the kids are younger, and then when they leave, you know, you can take it down and do something
take
different.
Right. Also, in this week's free Money Pit newsletter, cheap paint. Don't buy it, in essence.
Yeah. I always think say cheap paint can be the most expensive you ever buy, because most of the value in paint is the longevity, right? So if you buy paint that's inexpensive and you get half the life out of it, it ends up being about twice as expensive as if you right, because you got to keep doing it. And if you hire pros to do that, man, it really doesn't add up at all. So it's always a good idea to buy good quality paint. It's well worth it.
Also, you can find some kitchen island ideas at the moneypit.com. That's the newsletter. Comes free every week, moneypit.com. All right, back to our listeners to the DJV program. Chris in Oklahoma has neighbors that have been telling him they found termites in their wood. So is he going to get the same thing? Is he going to have the same problem?
Yeah, well, they found the termites, and he didn't find the termites, but termites were there long before you were, Chris, so I'm sure they're in and around your area. The thing is about termites, you need to inspect on a regular basis. You need to look for wood that's been damaged, or sometimes you don't see damaged wood, but what you see are these sand-colored tunnels that termites will build over foundations and over floor framing, and they use that to travel from the grade, from the soil, because they're subterranean, up into the frame to have a little mud on your house, turn around, go back for water, and repeat the cycle. So if you see damage or you see those sand color tubes, then your house has to be treated. It's a good idea to have your house inspected, you know, at least once every couple of years.
So what do you do? Get a hand grenade and can we blow them up that way? Termites?
No, there is a type of insecticide called a termiticide that basically is non-detectable. So it is applied to the soil, has to be done professionally. The termites don't know it's there. And as I said, they go back and forth into the soil for water. So as they pass through it, that wipes them out. And they actually pick the stuff up and take it back to the nest and take out
kill them all.
The rest of the family as well.
Yeah, kill them. All right. Quick question from Geraldine, who doesn't have a closet in her bedroom. She wants to build one. What does she do?
Well, certainly older homes never had closets. That's why they have armoires. So you could buy a piece of furniture for this. But if you want to build it, you know, you don't want to make it too big. It's going to add to your value, but if it's too big, it's going to cut back from the bedroom space. And that can actually detract from the value. So it's kind of a balance point between the two, but it's a fairly simple project. Literally, if you pick a corner, it's two walls and in which you stick a door frame.
There you go. Geraldine, you've had your dream come true. Tom has given you the answer to your question. The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Sign up for the info at moneypit.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.